Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric
Metaxas. Yeah. Yeah, aren't you?
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. This is hour two of 2 hours. Mm. The first hour, we're playing today. I did a Socrates in the City interview with the great Dr. Michael Behe. He's one of the chief proponents and architects of the intelligent design movement. Genius, scientist. He's at Lehigh University out in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Did a wonderful Socrates in the City event with him, and we're going to play the second half of that in this hour. Now, before that, and by the way, if you want to listen to more Socrates in the City, go to SocratesInTheCity.com. They're actually videos. You can get it online so you can listen to it as a podcast, but you can watch the videos. These are extraordinary interviews. I interviewed Caroline Kennedy, of all people, not so long ago. I interviewed the novelist Mark Halperin. It's a smorgasbord of interesting conversations with interesting people, but one of the best is the one we're playing today. That's why we're playing it. Alvin, I wanted to read some viewer mail, some reader mail.
Yes. Okay. Listener mail.
Now, this some people send emails to our radio website, which is MetaxasTalk.com. Some send them to my general website, EricMetaxas.com. This one came to EricMetaxas.com. Actually, no. I'm wrong. This wasn't sent to us. I found this on the Amazon page for my book, Donald Builds the Wall. Now, people know that I wrote a book called Donald Drains the Swamp. These are kids' books, but they're humor books for adults also, right? And it's a caveman named Donald who drains the swamp, and all the swamp creatures run away. They follow the money, and the swamp gets drained. And then book two, Donald Builds the Wall, things are going so well that everybody wants to come to live in the land of the free, where people are self-governing and liberty rules, and it's wonderful. And then, of course, they have to build a wall to keep out the bad guys because there are people who come in who don't really want to be a part of. They don't want to assimilate. They kind of want to bring their, you know, third world pro-corruption ideas into this free society. And Donald says, well, we can't have that. If you don't want to exercise freedom, you can't live here. It doesn't work. So they build a wall, right? Anyway, there's a lot of humor in it. There's a vicious gang called MSNBC 13.
Yeah,
they're vicious. And then there's all kinds of funny stuff for adults, right?
No, it's a lot of fun.
So anyway, I say to people, generally, when we're talking about these books, these Donald the Caveman books, there are two of them, that it's a great thing to send to your friends that love Trump. It's just good fun. And a lot of it really is funny. But it's also the kind of thing you could send to your relative or somebody who doesn't like Trump as a joke. Because they're not, it's not nasty. It's cute. Yeah. It's cute, right? It's meant to be funny. Anyway, So I go to the Amazon page, and I see that there's a couple of new reviews posted. And usually the reviews are glowing. Five stars, like best thing ever. Right. I'm going to get it for everybody I know for Christmas. Like really positive stuff. But here's one that's not that positive.
Yeah.
And I thought this was so funny, I had to read it on the air.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read the name, but it was 1 out of 5 stars. The person gave it 1 star. And the headline for this short review is "Disgusting Indoctrination and Propaganda Material." I love the fact that it's that like propaganda would have sufficed, but no, propaganda material.
Oh.
So disgusting indoctrination and propaganda material. Okay, so here's the letter, and I find this very funny, so I'm going to try to read it without cracking up. I'm sorry, it's a review. It says, "We were sent these for my wife's birthday to read to our kids by her Trump-supporting brother." I couldn't even get through the first sentence.
Okay.
"We were sent these for my wife's birthday to read to our kids by her Trump-supporting brother. I skimmed through them to see first what the content was like. It disgusted me completely. This is some of the most blatant indoctrination and propaganda material I have ever seen. They were immediately disposed of." It's like,
all right.
Yeah. I've got a cough. I mean, when I read that, I said, this is the funniest thing I've ever read because this person is hopping mad.
Yeah.
Like, they're so mad that they went online. They went online to tell the world, beware.
Yeah.
But I love the idea. It was sent for my wife's birthday to read to our kids by her Trump-supporting brother. And you want to know, who is this brother? Because I want to just, like, you know, send him a trophy for chutzpah. It is so funny. I just died. Because this is the kind of thing you can send to people.
Yeah,
if they're not insane, they won't throw them away. They'll understand that this is funny.
Yeah.
But the idea that this guy not only threw them away, but like he didn't let his kids read them. He was afraid that his kids might get indoctrinated by the truth. Very dangerous. That's the problem with the truth. It kind of works when you try to, you know, explain things to people, and it may affect them. But there is nothing funnier than "they were sent for my wife's birthday to read to our kids by her Trump-supporting brother." I can't believe it.
Is there more?
It's so funny.
Anything more to that?
I'm so funny.
I thought he would have given it 3 stars.
One star. Immediately disposed of. Now, that's not very nice. They sent you a present.
Yeah.
The least you could do is, you know, keep it as a keepsake or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, these books are going to be very valuable in the future because there's not a lot. You know, every president, you know, I was at a flea market or tag sale and I saw a Spiro Agnew trash can.
Yeah.
And I bought it.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know, this is the vice president of my youth. He's the only Greek vice president. And of course, he resigned because of corruption. But it's so funny, you know, to see these artifacts from political stuff. And this is what these Trump books are. It's one of the reasons we wrote them. We said there's nothing out there like this.
Yeah.
At least that is friendly toward the president. And of course, these are. But there's a lot of nasty anti-Trump stuff. But this is pro-Trump. And so just to have it as a keepsake of this administration, I think would be a fun thing. But anyway, some people don't believe so. So I just had to say,
is that how he ends the letter then?
He ends it. "They were immediately disposed of," period.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. He ends with a preposition.
Oh,
very bad.
Not good.
I mean, can you believe though, that he was so angry that he had to go on Amazon right away, even though now here's the funny thing.
Let's have a good old fashioned book burning.
But if you go on Amazon and post a review, you're only supposed to post a review if you bought the book.
Yeah.
This guy didn't even buy the book.
Right.
It was given to him.
And he skimmed it. He didn't even read it.
Is that what he says?
Yeah,
he skimmed through them to see first what the content was like. It disgusted me completely.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty bad. Anyway, I just thought that was the funniest thing ever. And if you want to laugh, send a copy of this to your Trump despising relatives, because it's, I mean, it's hilarious. And the prices have gone way down. Yeah. They start out at $20, but now they're 13 and change. Mm. It's not going to get much lower than that. I think that's it. That's as low as it goes. But for Christmas, obviously, yeah. Donald drains the swamp. Donald builds the wall. It's like $13 yeah. now. On I think the Donald builds the wall. I think Donald builds the wall is 13 something, and Donald drains the swamp is 12 something. So the prices are rock bottom, as low as they go on Amazon. But I just think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad that this person decided to note on the page. You can go there now, actually. Go to the Amazon page
yeah.
for my book, Donald Bills. Well, you can read it for yourself. I'm telling you, when I read it to my wife. We just died. I just yeah. say we yeah. by her Trump-supporting brother. Yeah. Isn't it funny? Yeah. Like, it just says so much in that one sentence.
A lot of gems there. Yeah.
Okay, what day is today?
Friday. Lost. It's Friday the 15th.
It's Friday. Okay, so we're going to go to Michael Behe. We're going to play
yeah.
the second half of a really, truly great conversation. Michael Behe is a genius, and his book, Darwin's Doubt, is worth getting if you're interested in intelligent design, evolution, all that stuff, just to understand the science behind it and why intelligent design is seemingly mm-hmm. correct. It's spectacular.
And don't forget tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern, your TBN show.
Oh, we've got a show on TBN now on the
That's
weekends
right.
tonight, Sunday night. Check it out. TBN. You got to find TBN on the dial, folks. A lot of great stuff. Okay. We'll be right back with Michael Behe and Socrates in the City.
Frozen here on the ladder of
World Kindness Day was November 13th. And if there's anything the world needs right now, I think it's kindness. So that's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. So would you share your faith by sharing a kind word or deed, or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag #LoveThyNeighbor. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fired!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's no more pain!
Yeah, even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Have you ever had problems with bath towels? Like, you use the towel, and it seems to move the water around. It doesn't exactly suck it up. It doesn't absorb.
I've had that problem.
But Mike Lindell, the genius who invented My Pillow, noticed this problem. He said something happened in 2006 where towels changed, and they started importing them and adding all these softeners and things to make the cotton feel good when you buy it. But then the towels themselves would not work.
What?
Insane, right?
Yeah.
He solved the problem. He created new towels. I have used them. They are spectacular. They do their job. You can get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths made with cotton from the United States of America. Soft yet extremely absorbent. You got to go to the MyPillow.com website. Click on the new radio listener specials, and you get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. But you have to enter the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. Don't forget.
Hey, Mike. How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hey, folks, you're listening to a special edition of the Eric Metaxas Show. We are now playing my Socrates in the City conversation with the great Dr. Michael Behe. Check it out.
I got to tell you, I'm so overwhelmed to be here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I'm so thrilled to all of you who came out this evening. I know that when something is free, people... people tend to show up. But I know that it's more than that, that you are actually excited about being here. And I'm so excited you're here. I'm not kidding. This is, to my mind, this is an historic event. And I hope I can make that clear to you, or the evening as it unfolds, you will understand how important this is. I have not yet told you about Dr. Michael Behe. Now, this rarely happens. And this is kind of a cheat. If somebody does this, it's kind of like they're cheating because they were lazy. So I'm gonna read the flap copy from his book. Earlier today, while I was preparing my remarks, I glanced at the flap copy to get some ideas, and it struck me that, unfortunately, I could never, ever do better than the flap copy. If you wrote this flap copy, would you stand? I'm just curious. Anybody? No? Somebody should take credit, because I'd have no idea. Let me just read this. It'll frame things this evening better than I could. It's, while Stephen Colbert has called Michael Behe the father of intelligent design, now most of you know Stephen Colbert is a renowned man of science, and he there's no need to mock. All right, he's not the greatest scientist, but he's the best they could get for the flap copy. Stephen Colbert has called Michael Behe the father of intelligent design. Now, if you don't know what intelligent design is, we're going to talk about that tonight. Behe's arguments have been called close to heretical by the New York Times Book Review. You want to talk about a badge of honor. And Richard Dawkins has publicly taken him to task for his maverick views. Because we don't like mavericks in America, right? We like people who toe the line. Wherever he goes, Behe makes waves, but he has remained singularly focused on doing rigorous scientific analysis that points to controversial but incredible results that other scientists won't touch. This research led Behe to challenge Darwin's theory of evolution. What? That's crazy. I had no idea. This is like, I'm not prepared. Are you crazy? What are you doing? Wow. That's just straight up crazy. Okay. His research, just imagine, you want to talk about courage, led him to challenge Darwin's theory of evolution in his seminal bestseller, Darwin's Black Box, which came out in 1996, arguing that science itself has proven that an intelligent design is a better explanation for the origin of life, obviously better than Darwin's thesis, right? Of natural selection. Now, 20 years later, Behe shows that new scientific discoveries made possible only in the past few decades, and this is where I get excited because I had Dr. Behe on my radio show the other day. This is all new science, new information. Point to a stunning fact. Darwin's mechanism works by a process of devolution, not evolution. We'll discuss that. The mechanism works by breaking down genes, which means that evolution can help make something look and act different, at least on the surface, but it doesn't have the ability to build or create anything at the genetic level. We'll get into that. critically analyzing the latest research, Behe gives a sweeping tour of how modern theories of evolution fall short and how the devolving nature of Darwin's mechanism limits them even further. If we're to get a satisfactory answer to how the most complex, stunning life forms arose, and by the way, we are those life forms. Yeah, congratulate yourself. We need to look beyond Darwin. It's time to acknowledge the conclusion that only an intelligent mind could have designed life. Well, some of you already know Dr. Michael Behe is a biochemist and the author of a number of books, but he is a professor of biochemistry at Lehigh, and I cannot believe I have him as my guest tonight. Please welcome Dr. Michael Behe. There you go, this way. After you.
This guy.
Incredible. This is the guy. That's the guy. Thank you. Thank you. I am so excited that you were willing to do this, because as you know, I'm going to give you a hard journalistic grilling. You're going to look like Nixon in 1960 versus JFK. It's going to get ugly, but we're interested in the truth here. You and I spoke on my radio program the other day, and there's so much I want to talk about, but I know there are a lot of people here who literally don't even know, like, let's say, what intelligent design is. So would you do us a favor and give us a brief synopsis of what exactly is what we call intelligent design?
Well, intelligent design is simply the idea that rather than just the forces of nature, some intelligent being planned or arranged something. And we can tell that's the case oftentimes when we see parts that seem not to have anything to do with each other put together to make something that can do something beyond those parts itself.
Okay, now when you say an intelligent being or whatever, you don't say that it's the God of the Bible. You just say it looks like there's design, but you're not getting into who it was.
That's right. I think from DNA, from the molecular machinery of the cell, you can tell that it was designed, but there's no signature in the cell, even though Stephen Meyer said there was.
Right.
So the argument is limited to design itself.
Okay. So intelligent design is different from what some people call creationism. Because I think that part of the reason people don't like talking about this is I've always noticed that there's a false dichotomy between, there are some people who say, the Earth is 8,000 years old, and if you don't believe that, you got to throw the Bible away, and that's that. And we're not going to get into, you're not saying that. You're saying, if somebody said to you, how old do you think the Earth is, what would you say?
Well, I think it's billions of years old. I'm happy to take physicists' word on it.
So by billions, like 4 billion?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Would you go to 3? 4. All right. How old would you say the universe is?
Whatever the current estimate is, 13 and a half, I think, right
now. I think it's 13.8, but close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough. Your view is that we've been here for a long time, that the universe has been here, the Earth has been here, and you believe that there was life on this planet, whatever, starting like almost a billion years ago?
Probably soon after the Earth formed is the best estimate these days.
And when, so literally like
4 billion years.
4 billion years, like trilobites or something like that?
Well, no, single-celled type organisms. You can only see the kind of chemical traces of earlier life,
okay.
Single cells.
But so you're saying that life's been here for a very, 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 very long time. Mm-hmm. Your colleague and someone I've interviewed at Socrates in the City twice, Stephen Meyer, talks about sort of what you talk about in your first book, the cell. And what fascinates me is, tell us about, Darwin lived at a time when no one knew what was inside a cell. So they just talked very cavalierly about evolution and stuff. Tell us what happened in science in the last 100 years that leads you to write your first book, Darwin's Black Box, and that leads Stephen Meyer to write Signature in the Cell? What do we know that we didn't know when Darwin was hanging out?
Well, when Darwin first started, the cell was thought to be a piece of jelly, protoplasm. Some buddies of Darwin's got some mud from an exploring ship and looked at it under a microscope and thought they saw cells there, and so therefore thought cells would bubble up spontaneously from the ocean depths. So that's just to give you an example of how primitive science was compared to today. But in the 100 years or so, we've discovered that there are molecules in the cell. People back then didn't even know molecules were real.
How embarrassing. We all know that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
And as more and more of the cell was studied, DNA was discovered. It turned out that DNA carried information that it
was... So now we're talking about Crick and Watson?
Yes.
Okay, so fairly recently. Okay.
That's right.
But we didn't... I mean, yeah, it's hard to believe, like, we literally didn't know about DNA until... Uh-huh. Very recently. I mean, there are many people in this room who were around before we discovered DNA. So it's like 10 minutes ago. And obviously Darwin didn't have the beginning of a clue of any of these things.
That's right. Yeah, he figured the basis of life was simple, jelly, protoplasm, and, well, maybe that could shape itself or stretch itself into pretty much anything.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, at the public House impeachment hearing, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is rejecting the notion that Ukraine tried to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, is arguing that Yovanovitch is not a material fact witness. Political consultant Roger Stone has been found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress. He could face up to 20 years in prison. In sports, Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett has been suspended for at least the rest of the regular season and postseason by the National Football League for swinging a helmet and striking Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph in the head. On Wall Street, stocks remain higher. The Dow is up 161 points and the NASDAQ ahead 51. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
weird, like, if you read science fiction from maybe the 20s or something like that, they talk about protoplasm, and they talk about that stuff. Like, it was a thing. And now we know, like, there was no such thing. But it kind of was in vogue. Okay, so we have to ask the question. Darwin was a well-meaning scientist. He and Alfred Russel Wallace come up with this concept of natural selection or whatever. And in many ways, of course, it is very plausible. And in that day, it was eminently plausible because they didn't know that the universe was 13.8 billion years old. They thought it was infinitely old and there was an infinite amount of time. So now that we know what we know, what is it that you think makes it so difficult for other scientists to at least say, Houston, we have a problem, evolution has problems?
Well, as you know, science and religion have a history. And back in the day before Darwin, every educated person thought life was designed. And it was obvious because, you know, birds have wings and fish have gills and so on, all these things that fit them to their environment. And Darwin proposed this non-intelligent explanation for life. And biology, which was then kind of struggling to become a professional science in its own right, loved it because now we don't have to ask, you know, the pastors and the ministers for permission to say something about life. We'll just figure it all out on our own. So there's a kind of a professional jealousy. People want biology to be able to be explained in the same way that physics and chemistry can be explained. There's a history.
But I guess, I mean, even in my own stumbling research on a very popular level, I'm amazed at how there's more and more and more information that keeps coming out. I mean, your book, when I talked to you on my radio program this week, you know, the idea that you're writing about stuff that we've known for like 20 years or less.
Yes.
And that's what enabled you to write this book. Let's get to the thesis of the book. When you say Darwin devolves, and the subtitle is The New Science About DNA That Challenges Evolution, the new science about DNA. So what is new that even in 1995 we could not have known that you now know and put in the book?
Well, it turns out mutations, which are the fodder for evolution, are changes in molecules, in DNA.
Yeah.
When you switch something in DNA, it changes the instructions, make it code for something else. And we did not have the technology back then to see what the changes were. Most of the time, people would see that there was a change in an organism and it did better. And they said, look, this mutant is doing better than it did before.
Okay.
Isn't Darwin's theory grand?
Okay, now before you give us the rest of that story, mm-hmm. So just to be clear, I want to make sure everybody's tracking, right? So and there's some people here who know tons about this, but maybe some don't. But so the idea is that Darwin and his champions throughout the decades said that, look, it makes sense that mutations happen. Okay. Now, I wonder if that's a great bumper sticker, right? Like, I would think that biochemists would you can use that. I'll just give that to you.
Thank you.
So mutations happen. And we know that's inappropriate laughing, please. And we know that we just know that mutations happen. So they said, okay, if mutations happen, given an infinite amount of time, which in those days they thought we had, mm-hmm. because they didn't know about the Big Bang and so on and so forth, they said it only makes sense that a good mutation will help that creature to thrive. And another good mutation will help it thrive more. So the good mutations eventually will lead to better creatures, and that's the process of evolution over the eons. They believed that given enough time, mutations would create effectively us.
That's correct. And you have to remember they didn't know what a mutation was. And Darwin didn't talk about mutations, but rather about variation. And so,
when did mutations come into it?
In around the turn of the 20th century or
okay.
so, people started to look at that. after Gregor Mendel and his pea garden in Austria started genetics. But they would say things like, well, if you were a deer and the weather turned colder and a baby deer was born with longer fur, why, that would be better. And maybe if it got colder still and the children of that, the offspring of that got even longer, that would be even better. So they were thinking in terms of improving body features.
I mean, I never use the phrase, but it's what we call survival of the fittest.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the mm-hmm. ones that happened to be best adapted uh-huh. survived and thrived and mated and had more of the same, and this process goes on and on. Okay.
Exactly. But people never said, well, that's great, but, you know, how does that explain complex features when you have to put a few things together? And Darwin kind of treaded lightly around that and waved it off and says, we'll figure that out later when we understand more about biology. But that turns out to be the key critical question. How does complex changes, how do they come about?
Folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including 3 U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Bull & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at bullandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at bullandbranch.com with promo code CALM. Bullandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Lay all okay, so we're not going to have time tonight, but when you say complex changes, in other words, when you're talking about the length of hair, or on the cover of your book, you have Darwin's famous finches, right? So if you got a finch, some finches have bigger beaks, some have more narrow beaks, whatever. Not exactly complicated, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the hair of the deer. It's like simple. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about how does a whale come into being? And the suggestion, of course, is what? That some mammals eventually are wandering in the water and that, you know, suddenly, Shazam, it's a whale. Yeah. I mean, David Berlinski brilliantly mocks this stuff in his writings because it is very funny when you start talking about, okay, so what's necessary for a land mammal to become a whale? Who's also a mammal? What's necessary? And the number of things, like, it's so complex that it becomes a kind of madness. So if you say that to a strict Darwinist, what do they say?
They say you're a creationist.
So name calling is the order of the day.
Name calling and, you know, condescension and at best, what you'll get is what's known in the trade as a just-so story, where people give kind of a semi-plausible account of one feature of an organism developing. And it sounds, you know, shaky, but then they say, well, clearly that's, you know, that could have happened. That could have happened. So therefore, there's no reason you can't think that happened and this happened, and we don't get to the point where they all become integrated into one system.
Okay, but before we get to the specifics of your theory in the book, I still want to ask, like, we have now had so much time pass between 1859 and the publication of The Origin of Species and today, and we've had so many new things, that, you know, to look at, right? But one of the biggest ones we've mentioned is time, the idea that at some point in the 20th century, there came the thesis of the Big Bang. Boyle, or is it Hoyle, names the Big Bang. And then slowly you get more and more proof for the Big Bang, and then you get the consensus of scientists saying, yes, we believe the universe is finite. There's a finite number of years that we have to work with for what we call evolution, right? So when we put forward the idea, as you have and other proponents of intelligent design, that we don't have enough time and we don't even have close to enough time, has anybody responded? Have any scientists responded in anything that is not merely ad hominem?
Well, yes. Actually, some people have published papers in official science journals addressing such questions. And these days, if you address a question that is relevant to intelligent design and evolution, it kind of bumps your paper up a couple of notches if you are going to try to take down evolution.
Kind of like more retweets. Just I want to break it down for the young people.
That's right.
And they're like, we stopped Twitter 10 years ago. So it's still like a hot topic.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so, okay, uh-huh. All right.
And to answer the previous question, there was a paper in a leading journal, Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, titled, Is There Enough Time for Evolution? Specifically saying these intelligent design folks say that there's not enough time, and going through a calculation to show that there was. But of course, calculations and models, you know, depend on your assumptions. And the fellow writing this assumed that, well, once you got an improvement, you could get another one, essentially just assumed Darwin's theory was true and said, voila, there's no problem. He didn't discuss any of the stumbling blocks that ID folks have pointed out. It was a cartoon model.
I remember literally like 30 years ago reading a cover article in the Atlantic Monthly that dealt with the issue of how did life come into being in the first place. Mm-hmm. So forget about life evolving, right? But just how do you get like the first cell, the first anything? And the article, I mean, you know, we talk about courage and willingness to face the facts. I mean, the article in the Atlantic effectively said, in all the time that we've been looking at this, we are no closer to an answer. We have no idea, which is very different from, you know, the Miller experiment where they kind of, like, well, it happened like this, right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll give you the details. And then the decades pass, no details. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's one level of that's not explained. Oh, but yes, you're now talking about a completely new level. So I want to get to that idea. So at some point, somebody says, okay, evolution goes by, we don't call it variations, now it's mutations, and now we can look at mutations. So what is it in the last 20 years that makes it clear that that can't work?
Well, it's our ability to track down helpful changes, helpful mutations in the DNA. As I said earlier, we couldn't do that before. People would see some bacteria grow better in a certain environment, or a bunny rabbit have a different coat color and blend into the snow better.
You can just say rabbit. It's a scientific audience.
But they couldn't track down what was going on. Now we can.
Why?
Because of technology. Everybody, I think, has heard of the Human Genome Sequencing Project, where the DNA complement of humans has been deciphered letter by letter by letter by letter, 3 billion or so. But that was really tough sledding. It took a decade or so, billions and billions of dollars. But it's kind of like computers back in the 50s. They took up rooms and they were clunky and expensive. Now you've got computers in your hands which can access the world. Same thing with DNA sequencing technology. It has become faster and cheaper and easier. And now people can sequence genomes of brand new organisms, you know, in an afternoon, have their graduate student go into the lab and say, sequence that for me. And so now we can track down these mutations.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump sent out a series of tweets during the Capitol Hill testimony of former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded. Here's Bernie Bennett from Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says witness intimidation is a crime, but she's stopping just short of saying that President Donald Trump crossed the line with a tweet attacking the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine as she testified in the House impeachment hearings. When asked if the tweet was witness intimidation, Pelosi said witness intimidation is a crime. And asked if President Trump's tweet was appropriate, she says appropriate and president in the same sentence. Why would we start making that judgment now? Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
The White House says the tweet was not witness intimidation and that it was the president's opinion. Spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham noted that this is not a trial. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 182 points. The NASDAQ is up 51. This is SRN News.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Okay, so the big news that enables you to write this devastating book is that it's no longer speculation. We now can look at the actual mutations and determine whether they are helping the organism and how. And based on your research...
Well, it turns out that they do help them. There's lots of mutations that help, but... The bottom line is that overwhelmingly, the mutations are ones that break things that were already there. They take genes that are working in some organisms and figuratively snap them and throw them away, and that helps in some circumstances. And people might wonder, you know, how can breaking something help? Well, if you think of your car, suppose your life depended on you getting better gas mileage for your car. You know, what's a quick and easy way to get better gas mileage? Well, of course, you can throw things away. You can take off weight. You can take the doors and throw them away. Take the hood and throw it away. Of course, those are useful in some circumstances. But if right now your life depended on your car getting better gas mileage, the way to go is to throw those out. The cell does that too.
I just imagine a lot of people are thinking, well, so what? In other words, if mutation is the genetic code is broken here and that helps, why is that a problem for Darwinism?
Well, because it shows that Darwin's mechanism is actually powerfully devolutionary rather than evolutionary. It strongly tends to break things, throw them away, like the example I talked about, and that's not going to be something that constructs sophisticated molecular machinery such as we found in the cell.
Okay, so what you're saying is if I have a wolf and I want to breed dogs of various kinds, which basically has happened, right? You're saying that it's not a process of evolution. It's a process of devolution, meaning that you take the standard dog model of DNA and you break stuff off of it. So to tell us about that.
Yeah, believe it or not, the complete DNA genome has been sequenced not only of wolves and not only of a particular dog, but dozens of breeds of dogs, purebred dogs with different features so that people can track down what's going on, what is causing them to have smaller stature or fuzzier fur or other features. And it turns out that to a very large extent, it's due to breaking genes that were already there. There's genes involved in fur that if you break them, makes it curlier. And genes involved in bone growth, if you break them, it'll be shorter. And there's developmental genes that help a snout develop, and if you break that, you get a truncated snout like in a bulldog. So we did show how Darwin's theory works by artificial selection, but it's working by breaking genes.
I feel like what you're saying, though, is that there are these models that exist. There's a dog, there's a cat, there are these different things, and you're saying that we can have microevolution and we can break the genes, and so we can make this kind of a cat or this kind of a dog, but we can never, because we're not adding genes or whatever, you can never breed a dog that will become a giraffe or a horse. You can never break out of the dog wheel rut, so to speak. Like, it's always going to be some kind of dog.
That's correct. And more than that, you can think that, well, as this dog is selected for various things, say a French poodle or so
right.
on, those genes are thrown away and they're gone. They're not coming back. So the ability of the dog, the dog that has already been selected
right.
to adapt to a different environment, becomes more and more restricted so that it becomes evolutionarily brittle.
Hey, folks, we'll be right back to continue my conversation with Dr. Michael Behe at Isocrates in the City of Venice.